Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore, here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and this week we'll be listening to music from the Henry family of Dewcastle, County Mayo. We just heard two reels from Kevin Henry on the flute with his daughter Maggie Healy, also on the flute, and his brother Johnny Henry and sister Verona Ryan on the fiddles. They played Kiss the Bride in Bed and The Lady on the Island. Kevin has been living in Chicago for many years now, and I was fortunate enough to meet up with him this week and talk to him a little bit about his music. So we'll continue on with the track of him playing a few reels on his own, which he calls Up Cluncha and Maze Cross. And after that, we'll hear what he has to say about what the music was like in his area when he was first starting out.
Where I come from is it was strictly music. I was born in 1929, and my father was interested in the fife and drum bands, and he was in charge of a fife and drum band. Well, of course, there was a lot of fife and drum bands, and came out of the Land League movement, and. That's where flute playing started in our part of the country. Of course, it's very hard to go back on flute players in Irish music for the simple reason that they lost their teeth at an early age, and therefore they couldn't play a flute. So they had a tin whistle, and that's the reason there was nothing documented on the flute playing, more on the fiddling, yeah. And there was in my tracing of flute players, there was a place outside Tobra Curry, there was a man by the name of Irving. He had a gathering one time back in the early 1700s. And he said when this O'Neill, he was a harpist, and he was interviewed by Bunting, that took down the bards, and he stated that he was at this house of Irving, and there was 45 musicians in it, and there was 20 common fiddlers and 6 flute players, which, and the rest were a part of the aristocracy that played pianos and different. So that's was the start of where flute playing, because then you can tell how flute playing in Ireland, which is only 6 and 20 fiddlers. That fiddling was the big thing. And harpsichord, harpsichords had played a big part in our tradition back then. And coming down through down the years, the country house dance was the big thing, where people gathered in after the harvest time, and you had country house dances for the winter months, and you had a dancing master that used to come around. And he'd teach you how to do the dances. And I was taught by a dancing master how to dance towards the Limerick and the Waitatori and all of that. And his wife was a fiddle player. And my brother was an albino. And he took his first lesson in 1935. And from there on he sort of graduated, going to fishes and all of that.
Was Johnny Henry with the reel Patsy Shawn Nancy's, which came from the playing of Patrick Hunt, a flute player who lived just up the road from the Henrys. He was nicknamed Patsy Shawn Nancy after his father, Shawn Nancy, a local piper and flute player. We'll continue with another track from Johnny Henry. He'll play a jig that he wrote called Henry's Number One. Thank you.
This reel came from old Johnny Gorman and my bold Jim Coleman, Michael's brother. He got it off him, you know. Well, Jim came up to do Cashel to me, don't you know, Francie O'Toole. She fell for it, two and all. And dang it, didn't she keep at it, Jim? Come on, play it again, Jim. And Jim was, you know, of course, Jim got a nice lady beside him.
He'd play and talk and everything.
He'd play and talk and everything. But by cranes, anyhow, she got the reel out home. And dang it, didn't Pat Kaylor get it?
Yes.
But he forgot the whole thing, you know. And then it was one day here he got on to it, you know. He could only remember about seven of the parts. So dang it, I picked the seven off him. And dang it, Pat Joe Mary, didn't he remember the other five that he used to play? But anyhow, now how they rotated or not, I could not. Like, you know, if I'm so... It's my own arrangement of the reel. This is the way, no, I arranged it for the way it was originally played or not, but I arranged it this way. Anyhow, but he'll get it.
She stood at the bar of justice, her pale face wan and wild, with form too small for a woman, and features too old for a child. She looked so worn and pathetic, was stamped on her pale, pale face, as seen long years of suffering that had left the silent trace. "Your name," says the judge as he eyed her, with a face yet gentle but keen, "is Mary Maguire, if you please, sir. And your age, I'm just turned 17. "Well, Mary," and then from a paper he slowly and gravely read, "your charge now here, I'm sorry to say, for stealing 3 loaves of bread. You look not like an old offender, and I hope that you can show those charges to be false. Now tell me, are you guilty of this or no?" With a pathetic burst of weeping was her first and sole reply, that she dried her tears in a moment, and she looked in the judge's eye. "I will tell you how it happened. My father and mother are dead, and my little brothers and sisters were hungry and asked me for bread. At first I earned it for them by working hard all day, but somehow the times got hard, sir, and the work all fell away. I could not get no more employment, the weather been bitter cold, the young ones crying and shivering, little Johnny only 4 years old. And what was I to do, sir? I'm guilty, but do not condemn. I took, or was it stealing, the bread to give to them?" Well, everyone in the courthouse, grey beard and thoughtless youth, knew what she was saying, that she was telling the truth. Out from their pockets came handkerchiefs, out from their eyes came tears, out from old faded wallets, treasures hoarded for years. The judge's face looked stern, the strangest you ever saw, and he cleared his throat and he murmured something about the law. "For a man so versed in such matters, so wise in dealing with men, he stumbled on a simple question, slowly puzzled but then. And no one blamed him or wondered, when at last those words they heard, those charges against this girl is for the present deferred. And no one blamed him or wondered, when he went to her and smiled, and led her from the courtroom, himself the guilty child."
That was Kevin on the pipes and Johnny Henry on the fiddle, playing two marches, the Battle of Aucrim and Lord Mayo. Before that, we heard an air called The Dark Slender Boy from Kevin and Johnny's sister, Verona Ryan. And that track started off with a recitation from Kevin called Guilty or Not Guilty. Recitations are a great old tradition in Ireland, which is less prevalent as the years go by. Kevin said he learned to do recitations because his father did them when he was growing up, and when he went to the country house dances as a boy, it was expected that you would contribute something to the gathering. If you couldn't play music, then you sang a song or you did a recitation. Here's another track now from the CD of Johnny Henry released last year. He'll play a couple of reels. Oney Davies and Boil the Breakfast Early.
My little thatched cabin, the best home of them all. Right well I remember that little thatched cabin, when first I saw the light on a linnet clear morn. 'Tis there by the hill, oh beside now the river. 'Tis under that same roof my father was born. 'Tis there at her knee, oh, my mother once taught me the duties of right and the errors of wrong. 'Tis there that I made, oh, a path in yon meadow, a barefooted boy, oh, I'll sing the lark's song. As I grew to manhood and started life's journey, my prayer that my fortune would rise and not fall. But there's one thing I learned, and I'll never forget it, is that little thatched cabin, the best home of them all. I care not wherever through life I may wander, you will not find its equal in palace or hall. But there's one thing I learned, and I'll never forget it, is that little thatched cabin, the best home of them all. And now I'm growing old,
and fortune smiles on me. I think of my boyhood, oh, it fills me with pain. I would give all the gold that I had in this wide world to be back in my little...
Touch the cabin again.
That was Kevin Henry singing the song My Little Thatched Cabin. This week on From the Shamrock Shore, we're listening to music from the Henry family of Newcastle, County Mayo. Thanks for tuning in to KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Up next, we'll hear a few tunes from Kevin and his daughter Maggie Healy, first on the whistle and then on the flutes. This is The Wandering Minstrel and The Maid on the Green.
Thank you.
was a set of two Connaught polkas, The Ballymote and The Rooski, played by Kevin Henry and Maggie Healy on the flutes. They were joined by Malachy Towie of Clunsha, County Mayo, now living in Chicago. He accompanied them using the old style of playing with his hand on the bowron. We'll return to the fiddles now with an interview from Johnny Henry talking about how he learned to play and a few tunes afterwards. The Highlander's Knee Buckle and the Five Crossroads Reel.
How I started to play the fiddle was, you see, there was a travelling dancing master came round here learning dance, and his wife was teaching music. They were lodging in a house down here, and my father took me down, and I was graciously accepted. So it was from there I picked it up. So then I used to have sessions over in a house by the name of Bartley Meehan's in Corrock.
Who was that dancing master?
Peter Towie. He used to play the fiddle too.
And where did he come from?
He was born up at Carrickcastle, like you know. His father was a travelling dance teacher too. I don't know where the real origin was from, but he always told me himself that he was born up at Carrickcastle.
And they travelled this whole district?
Oh, they travelled this whole district, you see, teaching dance, and they used to teach the music to an hour.
And who was his wife?
She was Sarah Towie. She was formerly Sarah Gallagher from Foxford.
And what years would they be now that Towie was around?
Well, in 1935, because I took my first lesson on the 7th of January, 1935.
Town. His Christian name was Rex. A noble pedigree had he. Unusual was his text. And as he trotted down the street, it was beautiful to see his work on every corner, his work on every tree. Well, he wanted every gateway, and he never missed the post. for piddling was his specialty, and piddling was his boast. And all the city dogs looked on with deep and jealous rage to see this simple country dog, the piddlet of the age. Well, they smelt him over one by one, and they smelt him two by two, but noble Rex, in high esteem, sat still till they were through. And just to show the whole shebang, well, he didn't give a damn. He trotted in a grocer's store, and he piddled on a ham. Well, he piddled on a bacon keg, and he piddled on the floor, and when the old grocer kicked him out, well, he piddled through the door. And all the city dogs looked on with deep an instinct through to start a peddling carnival to see this stranger through. Well, they sprang doors on him suddenly while midway in the town, but noble Rex just polished off the noblest white and brown. For he was with them every lick, with vigor and with vim. 1,000 piddles, more or less, were all the same to him. And he kept piddling merrily with his hind leg kicking high, while others hoisted legs in bluff and were going mighty dry. And on went noble Rex beneath piles of scrap and rust, till every city dog went dry and piddled only dust. And Rex did freehand piddling with fancy flirts and flips like double dip and gimlet twist, and all the latest hits. And all the time, this country dog did never wink or grin, but piddled blissfully out of town as he had piddled in. Well, the city dogs convention held to ask what was the matter, but no one never put them wise that Rex had a king-size blather. Oh,
That was Kevin Henry with Dermot Grogan's Patty Jim Frank and the Old Swallow's Tail Reels played on the wooden flute. Before that, we heard a recitation from him called Rex. Thank you for tuning in this week to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and we're coming towards the end of our show, so I'm going to finish up with a few tracks from all the family members together. First, a duet of Johnny Henry and Verona Ryan, playing a couple of jigs. Then a duet from Kevin Henry and Maggie Healy, playing a few reels, Tom Ward's and The New Policeman. And lastly, the four of them playing together with The Butcher's March and The Hare and the Heather.